yesterday, the Treasury Secretary went before the
Congressional Oversight.
Congressional Oversight Panel.
Of the Troubled Asset Relief Program.
Right. Yeah. They're the ones that are supposed to be looking at how they're doing, how the plan is proceeding.
And he basically is defending the banks. He says they have the capital they need. He also says that the Treasury's really looking forward to getting the money back.
Yes, he kind of was upbeat in points in this, sort of saying that, you know, that they think that they're going to be able to get some of these funds back, and was giving some examples of how it's working, but also admitted that the success of the program has been mixed, and made it also clear that they're not going to be coming to asking more money anytime soon. Obviously, that would be politically somewhat difficult anyways, but basically said that they still have $134.6 billion left from the $700 billion that was allocated by Congress, so that right now they still, you know, have enough money to continue the program.
Jody, are we in a situation where the glass is half empty or the glass is half full when it comes to how TARP is being prosecuted right now?
Well, I think it depends on where you sit. I think, you know, Democrats who have supported what they're doing say that, look at, you know, there have been some successes, and they're, you know, under this latest proposal, the way that they're working the money, the public-private investment program, also known as PIP, that, you know, that we expect some results out of this. On the other hand, I think congressional Republicans and critics of the plan say that we still haven't seen a lot of successes. We haven't seen this really ramp up or, you know, really ignite the economy in the way that we had anticipated. And also there's some indications, there's a report out showing that there's been a fair amount of fraud and waste in the program as well. This report just came out from the TARP Inspector General, this 250-page report on the program. And so I think there's a lot of, you know, both sides have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of indications that things might be starting to go well, and there's indications that there's problems with the program as well. And so the Treasury Secretary was really playing defense yesterday.
So even though banks are, some of them are starting to report quarterly profits, there are still problems. I mean, they are they able to put off the books some of their true losses? Have there been changes in the accounting regulations that allow them to show profits now, this mark-to-market change that happened recently?
Yeah, and part of what it's a good question, because part of what the banks are showing as profits in some ways are that they're doing, you know, less badly than they had anticipated. For instance, you know, they're looking at bonds and charging those in interesting ways. So it's a little bit difficult to tell whether some of these most recent profit, you know, reports are really good news or are just kind of, you know, showing, you can show things on the books. For instance, you know, when Wells Fargo came out, they basically had written down, with very good profits, they'd written down the purchase of Wachovia recently. So it's a little bit hard to tell with some of these. Obviously, there are a lot more refinancings now because rates are so low, and they're taking advantage of that. And so I think that, you know, there are some folks even on Wall Street who are questioning whether, you know, how rosy are these numbers. Geithner did say yesterday that the vast majority of banks have enough capital to survive the current downturn, and this obviously is in advance of this so-called stress test that we're going to see the results of on May 4th.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider. She is a senior editor of Congressional Quarterly, about Tim Geithner's testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday about the Troubled Asset Relief Program.
Jody, the Inspector General, Mr. Borofsky, had this report out that you mentioned. This is $2 trillion. This is a public-private partnership. Have the members of the committee that you covered yesterday, have they wrapped themselves around the enormity of this? I mean, this is a lot of money, no matter how you slice this. Have they figured out how to understand what this is all about?
Well, I think they're trying to, and that's a good question, because this is extraordinarily complex, and it keeps changing. You know, as the economy changes, you know, how this is working changes. But I think that I think Congress is still in the mode of let this work itself out. This is the plan we agreed to. Obviously, some Republicans have some real problems with it. The lone Republican on the panel yesterday, Representative Hensarling of Texas, basically said the public needs a sense of how do they define success with the program and what's the exit strategy, which I think is an interesting point. That how do we know when it's working and when we're done? And I think there was also criticism of kind of how this has worked and what Congress has known and what the public has known. There's also a question now of whether this latest plan, this public-private investment program, whether the rules that had applied, that they were going to impose on executive compensation, whether those apply under this program or not, and it was a little unclear, whether they need to apply to the private equity firms and other investors.
Yeah, but they have backed way off after the reaction from the banks. Oh, you want us to cooperate in a public-private partnership? Suddenly, the members of Congress who were really, up in arms about these compensation programs, you have not publicly addressed that, not in some time.
Right. I think that's true. I think that they realized that you couldn't both, kind of be imposing these rules and making Wall Street the bad guys and these private equity firms the bad guys and then turning around and asking them for their help.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't really a very good strategy.
No, a bad strategy. And one last question. Now, there is this whole question about paying back the money.
Right.
And Secretary Geithner said, we have to really look to make sure that they have enough to lend before we allow them to pay back. Is that a little controversial?
Yeah, and I think that's going to be increasingly controversial. Obviously the question of whether they're going to come back and ask for more is off the table now. People, don't see that happening. So then the question becomes, do they make them pay it back, or how do they kind of allow this program to go forward if they're not getting more from Congress? And I think that's a real question, and that's part of what Representative Hensarling was asking yesterday. How do we know when it's done? How do we know when we're through?
Know when it was? Was it good for you?
Right. Exactly. was this a success? Who knows? That is part of the problem. Getting back to this, the beginning of this conversation about, is this a success? Is that we will never know, obviously, if we didn't do this, what kind of shape the banks would have been in, what kind of shape the economy would have been in. And that's one of the things that I think we're going to continue to hear from the administration, that we had to do this, and this is what we heard from the Bush administration that first implemented this. We had to do this. We would have had huge bank failures. We're not seeing bank failures now. Things are getting better. Therefore, it's working.
All right.
That's going to be their kind of mantra going forward.